Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to unlock the combination to your life's true potential.
Living Out Loud
with Dr. Frieda Birnbaum. Dr. Birnbaum is a research psychologist, psychoanalyst, and author of What Price Power? An In-Depth Study of the Professional Woman in a Relationship. She's an expert on depression, women's issues, attaining happiness, and so much more.
You got a gift, my friend.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Hold on. Yes, you do.
Now, here's Dr. Frieda Birnbaum,
Living Out Loud.
Hello, everyone. We have a special guest today, and there's so much to talk about with what's going on in the news. But first, let's introduce our guest, Lynn Anderson. She is talking about burnout, something we can all relate to, the next big health crisis. She is a naturopathic doctor and yoga instructor therapist, and she can be reached at www.drlynn.com, and she's also an author of Sex Matters. So let's introduce her. Is she on?
Yes.
I am.
Great. Welcome to our show.
Thank you so much.
Our pleasure, and we're talking about something that we really all want to know about. How do we get rid of this burnout? How do we prevent all the stress in our lives that happens every day, you know, every minute actually? We're trying to do all the right things, but we're just too stressed out.
Well, I'll tell you, that's exactly why I wrote this little book called Burnout. It actually started out as an educational course for fitness and health professionals who deal with clients on a regular basis, because I found in my own practice many, many people were coming to me with something that went beyond stress. So it's kind of important to understand there is a difference between stress and burnout. Burnout is basically, it's when we have a physical, mental, and emotional exhaustion that is the result of prolonged stress. So with stress, there's still that hyperactivity, there's still that million balls in the air, there's still that feeling of hope that maybe we'll get through all of this. Burnout is the collapse, it's the crash, it's the isolation, it's the feeling of, I just can't get up and do it anymore.
Well, let me ask you this, because doesn't that sound a little bit like depression when we have all these stressors on us, these anxieties? That's, you know, all these feelings that are pushed inside. That creates hopelessness, as you're saying, and stress is when we're still a little hopeful. And when we're under this kind of depression, this depressive moods, it's something that is extremely hard to get out of. Sometimes it's even chemically induced. So what would you say is the difference between the two?
Between depression and burnout?
Burnout and depression. Mm-hmm.
Well, in depression would be something that a person is in a state of depression. It's usually an ongoing thing in depression, where burnout is not something that, you have your average person that's going along, and, you know, because of life circumstances, burnout is more just sort of it really manifests it more itself in a physical collapse, in an exhaustion. And the difference is that with the right tools, one can come back from a place of burnout, where depression would, of course, involve, a little more. I would advise someone with severe depression to seek out psychological help and perhaps maybe need.
Depression is often depressive episodes, which means that you don't necessarily stay there. It's not necessarily chemically induced. It could be mood swings. It could be experiences. Mm-hmm. But tell us, what would one do to help themselves with this burnout situation that they're in? What can they do?
Well, there's a lot of natural things you can do. One of the really important important things I think that people have to understand is that with burnout, it isn't necessarily always being at a high level of stress. It can also be a place where you're feeling underappreciated. You're also feeling like maybe you're in a job that doesn't challenge you, so you get bored. That happens. That creates burnout as well. And I call that in my book, Burnout, I call that poor fit. And that's something we don't always think about in life, that, you know, we can be in a relationship, we can be in a job situation, we can be in many places in our life where the fit is not right. And oftentimes the individual, when they're in that place, they tend to turn that back and start to lose their self-worth and a feeling about themselves, when a lot of times it's just it wasn't the right fit. And so if we can remove ourselves from that situation and then put ourselves in the right situation, that can help. But that all begins with a key word, and that's called awareness. And that's why in my book I talk about we have to be aware of the signs and then what we can do to come back from burnout.
So this is so important. What do you do when you're trying to prevent it? Is there a way to prevent it at all when you're working hard, you have a relationship or you have a family, you have obligations? What do you do? You can't stop all these activities in your life. It's part of it.
No, you cannot stop the activities, but you can learn to manage them. And it's all about managing your time and managing what you do with your energy. I, as a naturopathic doctor, the key element from my practice is good nutrition and exercise. Those are two very important things to be able to do every day. And yes, it is kind of difficult sometimes with young kids and a hectic family and you're working, but everybody can find time to eat a nice diet, and you can always find time to do a minimum of 30 minutes of exercise a day, which studies have proven over and over again help to reduce stress, help with anxiety and depression. The other element that I would put in there would be rest and relaxation, and also a little time for meditation. I created, and it's on my website, it's called Take 5 Meditation, and it's a little DVD that teaches an individual how to stop and take 5 minutes to relax and rejuvenate the body and the mind, because anybody can find 5 minutes a day. It's a matter of managing your time and awareness.
So can you tell our listeners how to meditate? People are always saying meditate, but no one really shows you what to do, so maybe you can enlighten us in some way.
That's very true. In fact, I teach yoga on a regular basis, and I always put about 5 minutes of meditation into the end of my yoga, and the students love it. The first thing you need to do is you need to find a quiet space that's clean and warm and away from everyone else, and it's okay to shut the door and say, guess what, I need 5 minutes in the den, in the bedroom. You can do it anywhere. That's the great thing about yoga. You don't need meditation. You don't need any tools. Find a nice warm place, and then either sit in what we call easy pose, which is cross-leg and sitting up nice and tall, or you can even lay down, stretching out onto a mat. As long as you're concentrating on the breathing, it's not a nap time, it's time to really focus on bringing down the energy of the body to a relaxation place. What I tell my students is with their eyes closed, I get them first to, you know, if you take in a deep breath, and you let it go, and you kind of focus on the breath, it gives the mind something to focus on. It's very difficult to clear the mind and empty the mind. So if you give the mind something really soft and easy to focus on, it will focus on that. As you're taking in a deep, long breath, if you can kind of imagine that you're pulling like this white light into your body as you expand, and then you just let the white light go as you breathe out, and you follow that light in and out along with the rhythm of the breathing, and of course, if you have a little nice soft music in the background, that will help you to get to that place of deep relaxation.
So you just concentrate on the rhythm of your breathing. And every
the
time
rhythm
your
of your
shifts,
yes.
Every time, yes, so you go back to it again.
Right, mm-hmm. and the misnomer is most people think, oh, I have to sit there with this empty mind and I can't have anything in it. And I always remind my students, if something comes into your mind, try to imagine that you're up above yourself and you just kind of examine it and you observe it and then you take that breath and let it go. Don't worry about having an empty mind. It's almost impossible to empty the mind. But the relaxation and the focus on the breath will take you pretty close to that.
So have you been in the state of burnout yourself? Have you experienced this?
Yes, I have. And I was a single mother of two children and working full-time and putting myself through school. And, you know, that was a tremendous amount of stress. And at times, yes, I have experienced burnout. And when I hit burnout, then these are all the things that I have in my book. These are all the things that I did to bring myself back. I gave myself first permission to take time off, to say it's okay to step back from the world. Nothing's going to happen. The world will be there the minute I come back, but it's time for me. And I took that time. And all of these things, yoga, meditation, diet, exercise. In the book, I talk about aromatherapy, as I am a master aromatherapist as well, how to use music. All of these elements are color and light, these are all part of the natural world that can help to bring the body back to balance.
Right. So I hear what you're saying. So stress is something we can't avoid. So if you have a happy marriage and you're
mm-hmm.
stressed, that doesn't mean the marriage is bad. That's probably just part of what life is all about. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. Stress is inevitable. It's everywhere. And, you know, it's even, I think, more so now because of technology. I mean, everything's changing in a nanosecond. You know, one minute you learn how to do something on the computer and the next it's changed. But no, it doesn't mean because there's stress. There's stress in everybody's life. Stress actually is
mm-hmm.
a positive thing, too. Stress can stimulate us. It can push us to reach goals. It also can, you know, there's stress when there's a new baby in the house, when there's a new marriage. Those are positive parts of stress. So stress is a part of human nature. It's the key is, how do we manage it? That's the whole key.
So that's another task we have to develop as well. So we've been working on our careers, relationships, now we have to work on stress, and hopefully this will give us some peace of mind and a place to look forward to at the end of the day or the beginning of the day that is just ours and something that we can really look forward to. So I really thank you for being on the show. It went very fast.
Yes, it did.
And it went very fast. I just want the listeners to know more about you. So your website is drlynn.com?
Yes, that's true. Spelled out. And on there, the book is on there as well as the meditation DVD and some exercise DVDs. So there's and there's also a blog on there which gives daily health topics.
Perfect. It sounds like something everyone should look into. It could help all of us. And so you are the author of Sex Matters. And your topic is burnout, the next big health crisis, and something that we can take care of that can really make a big difference to our lives. So thank you so much for being on our show. This is Dr. Lynn Anderson. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, Freda, I really enjoyed that interview.
Pardon?
I really enjoyed that interview.
Hello?
That was great.
Thank you very much.
Yes,
it was really fun. I enjoyed it too, and I will, anytime you guys want to do it again, let me know.
Our pleasure. It went so fast that
got
made
tons
it
of
easy.
Topics. Yeah, well, we're really good together.
Yeah, we are.
Thank you
we're
so
gonna,
much.
We're going to call
Thank
you
so
more
much.
Often, that's for sure. Absolutely.
Do that because,
Thank you so much, Lynn.
All right. Have a
Thank
great
you.
Day, you guys.
You too.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So that was Lynn.
Dr. Freda, what we're going to do is that I want to take this interview. This is a good pre-recorded interview, and I think we should just take this and close out the show real quick. So let's just take this interview, and I'm going to utilize it for Friday. Is that okay?
Perfect. And do you want me to could talk again about my own things?
Yeah, we'll come back and do it. So is it possible to kind of call you back in about 20 minutes?
Sure. Okay, call me back in 20 minutes. I'll talk
good.
To you then.
Right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right.